that's kind of what yeah.
Amazing.
We can. I can.
Everybody can. So guys, I want to thank you guys again for being guests with us on the Empower Hour. It was exceptional having you guys. I'm looking forward to having you guys again. We'll have a follow-up in a couple of months and just talk about all the amazing success stories that came out of what you guys are doing. Again, this has been Parlay with the People, and we've had Kemba Williams and Andrea Williams from the Key Investment Group. Is it Key Investment Group or just Key?
Real estate group.
Thank you.
But investment works too.
So thank you guys again for being on with us, and you guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah,
thank
Kaya, Farrow.
Thank you for having us. Kaya, Gina, Farrow. Awesome.
Youth in Motion presents the Little Burgundy Festival. Come and join the fun with activities for children, prizes to win, a diversity game, and delicious and tasty foods for all to discover. The 37th Little Burgundy Festival takes place on Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park from 12 until 9 p.m. More than 40 artists will take the stage with headliners Jakata, Maytone, Robin, Melo G, all backed by the Uprising Band. Also, the People's Gospel Choir of Montreal and Algerian singer Amar Hamel. Sensational dance from Kabylie, Tafasut, Un Afro Dance, and B-Boy MTL Crew, and much, much more. That's Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park in Little Burgundy. Noon to 9 p.m. You don't know it's a CKUT Come presentation.
What it do, y'all? It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today. What it do, Empower Hour listeners? You already know, it is your homegirl, Tammy. I hope all of y'all are doing good. I'm sending y'all a lot of love and light. Back to school. Okay, you already know, it is hectic over here. I'm sure it is hectic for y'all too that have kids or that are going back to school. Traffic has started back again, child. I am not here for it. But what I am here for, though, is a little bit of the chillier weather. I was totally over the humidity. This is Tim season, okay? Tim boot season, as I have baptized it. And, you know, I like styling and profiling with, you know, the jackets, you know, the turtlenecks, you know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all are enjoying a little bit of the chillier weather. I know I am. Now, as usual, I have so much to say and so little time. So let's get right into it, okay? First things first that I want to talk about is the dollar store, okay? Now, listen, inflation is high, okay? The cost of life is going up. And guess what? Salaries are not following, right? And, you know, if we just keep it real with each other, you know, those who are really most affected by the current state of society, well, are usually low-income families, which, again, in majority are marginalized individuals, right? You know, when we think about marginalized individuals, we're talking about, you know, immigrants that have immigrated here from other countries, you know, melanated individuals, etc., right? And, again, if we still keep it a buck with each other, systemic racism definitely leads to other systemic issues, right, that are often, you know, economical barriers and shortcomings, right? A study that came out a few days ago by Environmental Defense, right, they found heavy metals, y'all, okay, like lead, amongst other toxic chemicals, in children's items at the dollar store, okay? Now, here it is. They also found phthalates and bisphenols, again, amongst other toxic chemicals. But not only did they find this in children's toys and other, you know, household items, they also found it in food, y'all. Okay. Now, what we all need to understand is that exposure to these type of chemicals, okay, that has been linked to autism, right? ADD, ADHD, you know, learning disabilities like dyslexia, dyscalculia. It's even been linked to lower IQs, okay? Now, where I have an issue with this is that public health rushed to lock us down, okay, and segregate people, okay? But now when toxic chemicals are literally affecting the well-being, right? Of low income and ethnic communities, well, it's kind of brushed under the rug and it's not a priority. And I really have a problem with that, okay? And honestly, everyone should have a problem with that, right? You know, when we think about we want to eat properly, right? We want to eat organically. We want to eat clean. We don't want any chemicals in our food, right? Because it affects us. It affects our kids and our bodies, right? So, you know, someone who wants to, for example, I don't know, create their own granola bars. Well, that might run them, you know, $20, $25 to get all the ingredients, especially organic, to make sure there's no chemicals in it, right? But again, inflation is at an all-time high. You know what I'm saying? So that $20, $25 can actually be a lot of money for families, right, that are on a tight budget. But then you could go to the dollar store and get a pack of six granola bars, right, for $2. So what is a family that's on a tight budget to do? They're going to go to the dollar store and get that pack of six granola bars, for example, at $2. But it's filled with toxic chemicals. We're talking about phthalates, y'all, bisphenols. Like, that is super toxic for us, even more so for children that are, like, developing, right? So please, y'all, pass the word around that something's not right at the dollar store right now, okay? And that public health is not really doing much about it, okay? Because again, it is affecting low income and ethnic communities. I'm going to bring it back to, it's important to vote, y'all, okay? The elections are coming up in October. So just, you know, vote for someone who is going to give a damn, okay? Now, speaking about giving a damn, I want to talk about Somalia, right? Now, I understand that it's not here, but it is still affecting human beings that are our melanated brothers and sisters, right? Somalia is literally on the verge of famine right now, okay? The predictions are that this famine is imminent, and it will be worse than the 2011 and 2012 famine. And if you guys don't remember, it killed over 260,000 Somalians, and more than half of them were children under the age of five, right? I don't understand how we have money for wars, right? Here in Canada, right? Because we send a whole lot of money to Ukraine. So we have money for wars, but we do not have money to save human beings that are literally dying of famine. I have a problem with that. And again, I'm gonna bring it back because we have to create links and understand that a lot of this is politics, right? Who decides where our tax money goes? That is Justin Trudeau, right? So again, when election time comes around for the federal side of things, please make sure that you make your vote count, because to me, this is completely unacceptable. You know, I don't understand how Canada has money to send to Ukraine for wars, but Somalia, it's completely fine if, you know, 300,000 people pass away. It's just disgusting to me. And for me, it's problematic. So that's why it's important to make our vote count. Next subject, y'all. And it all ties in together, right? It's just crazy how things are just so linked, right? Rice is going up. Okay. You know, for a bag of rice right now, it'll maybe run you $13, you know, to $15, right? It is about to jump to about $35 to $40 for a bag of rice, the same bag of rice. Olive oil is also going to be scarce, and it is going to cost way more money. Same thing as, you know, margarine that has jumped up, right? Food is sadly going to be scarce. It is going to be more expensive. So I encourage everyone, as I always do, you know, ideally grow your own food, stock up on, you know, things such as rice, olive oil, you know, non-perishable items, stock up on it. And then for the rest of the things, best thing you could do is start growing your own food. You know, I say it time and time again, you know, I have an indoor greenhouse where basically I can grow my food year round. Aesthetically, is it nice in my living room? No, it's not. It's not. But at the end of the day, it is practical. It is saving me money. And I know that my kids and myself, we are eating clean. There are no chemicals in it. And it's not, you know, it's not costing me $10 for three green peppers at, you know, IGA, Walmart, Metro, Super C, Maxi, whatever, right? Next thing, y'all, that I want to talk about, okay? And I'm going to end it with this. Campaigning right now is on and popping, okay? The, you know, the three little subjects that I spoke about right now, it all ties in to politics, okay? I hope everyone is keeping up with what politicians are saying right now. Because again, I'm going to remind y'all, elections are happening October of 2022. These are the provincial elections, right? I suggest that each and every one of y'all looks into debates, right? Interviews with journalists. But even more important, okay, is that we need to dig into who are the leaders of these parties and what is their track record, okay? Because you know what? People can lie through their teeth, y'all. But one thing that don't lie is patterns. Patterns does not lie. If a person has systemically voted in one direction for something, for a certain type of bill, aka Bill 96, right? Then at the end of the day, this person can come, you know, into the public eye and be like, oh, well, no, you know what? I think it's too exaggerated and whatnot. But if you have systemically voted in that direction when bills are being passed, what you're saying to the public don't mean nothing because your track record shows that you are for this. Right? So I suggest that each and every one of y'all really look into that, the patterns. Because again, patterns do not lie. And if a politician has supported certain bills in the past, it gives a clear indication of who they are, what they are about, and what they stand on, okay? And I know that sometimes, you know, we feel like, you know, our vote doesn't matter. We're just one little person amongst a sea of people. But let me tell you something, each vote counts. It makes a difference, right? So I encourage, and I'm going to keep encouraging y'all to look into this and go and vote in October. And, you know, a lot of people have hit me up on my Instagram and been like, oh, you know what? I don't want to vote. I don't believe in it. Politics are rigs. You know, politicians are this and that. You could believe whatever it is that you want to believe in, right? And that's fine, okay? But at the end of the day, even if you do not want to vote for a specific party, at least go and null your vote, okay? Just go and null it, because at the end of the day, that does make an impact, okay? So I'm gonna end it with that, y'all. My time is up. Love and light to everyone, okay? And make sure y'all are styling and profiling in this nice, cool weather. I love y'all. Stay blessed. Peace.
You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
Ciao. Let's get into this Holly weird thing, because you know I gotta bring everything that's being served hot for the people. Let's get into it. So first things first, you know, we talked about last week about the kids going back to school and, you know, just conduct and how you can do some things and just how to keep your children safe from themselves, safe from others. And I hope that you guys could take some of those tips away in order to have a successful school year for your children. So on that note, let's get started. Now, Chadwick Boseman. Now, we did speak about him having a birthday, or it was the anniversary of his death. Well, Chadwick Boseman actually wins an Emmy for the voiceover role on the Marvel show, What If? So even in his passing, this brother is still winning awards, and we'd like to congratulate the late Chadwick Boseman. This Creative Arts Emmy was for his voiceover role, and I just feel like these things are so important, and I wanted to say this about recording your children, recording your family members, taking pictures of them, because it's moments like this that make me remember or make us remember like, hey, it's very important to immortalize yourself through film and video and audios and stuff like that so that you can live on after you have passed away. So I have a question for you guys. I seen something online and I'm like, this is a good question. It's not media related, but it's a good question. $1 trillion or 10-minute dinner with Jesus? Go, Pharaoh.
Trillion.
With the real Jesus? Not the Jesus that they got up in the church. I'm talking about
okay.
Jesus.
Yeah,
I've read about him.
I heard you, Kaya. I figured it was the real Jesus. If we're going
to Jesus would want me to have the trillion. That's facts. What he died on the cross for.
I'm a genie.
What are you talking about?
He'd be like, "Yo, you pass up a trillion to talk to me. He's talk every day,
bro. You have wine and bread all the time. What are you doing?"
Yeah. So let me tell you.
All right.
I choose the trillion too, because I'm like, I will see you when I get there, money. And if I got $1 trillion, chances are I'm going to see you a whole lot faster.
Don't stop worry. It. You
don't. We are come fast. Wait for me.
I just figured we are God in human form. So was Jesus. So I figured we all at par. But
yeah,
you know, don't come for me, Christians. I'm just saying, I love Jesus. Me and Jesus are one. We like the same.
Yeah, real Jesus. The real Jesus. Not that white star.
Not that white star.
So on the note of stars, Serena Williams is a class act, y'all. I am mad at that sister in real life. Why she beated up the baby's hair for her last match? She beated up the baby's hair. She went out there. Her husband was there. They was repping for her. And my sister really gave the speech. And the speech was very short and sweet. I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. Tell me that's not like giving homage where homage is due.
Amen. That's how it should be done.
Yeah.
But mind you, they were raised right. They were raised right. You got to give props to the father for that. Well, I don't know what's the situation of the mom, but you always hear about the dad. The point is, they were raised right. That's why she knows to give props to her sister. She knows what time it is.
That's right.
That was dad a jerk, so I guess that's why we heard about him so much. And I always wondered why Venus's career just kind of, like, why she pulled back. But that ain't none of my business. She's sick. A lie. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think she has lupus or something like that. She has something. Yeah, that's, like, degenerative. So it's, like, breaking her down. It's eating her. So that's why she doesn't play anymore. But she actually came to watch her sister play a couple months ago, if I'm not mistaken. And she was so proud. I think she even did a walkout.
What do you mean a walkout?
They had her come out and walk on the
platform.
They had her, like, actually come and walk. Because she hasn't played in many years. But when they seen that she was in the stands, the people lost it. They were like, oh, no, she got to come and walk out.
That's amazing.
Moving right along, let's talk about a melanated man here, Idris Elba. Now, they told me that an Idris Elba movie came out this weekend in the movie, or last weekend, and the movie was called Beast. But we are now watching this, and I am like, so how was the movie, guys? They said they went to see it at $3 cinema, and they wouldn't have paid a dollar more.
Oh.
Is that the Genie movie thing?
I don't know. It's called Beast, but I am offended. My husband is fine. Please tell me.
No, because I did see some ads about him being like a genie, but like an evil genie or some kind of weirdness. But
I was always getting French ads, so I don't know if it's the same movie that
I heard Beast something English about a lion, a movie about a lion. Him.
That one. Okay, and the lion's like hunting them.
I don't know, but it said they wouldn't pay more than $3 for the movie. I'm hurt. My heart is hurt. Mm. You know, this is my husband. Even though he married someone else, I'll fight him.
Yeah, but are they calling him the Beast, or are they calling the lion the Beast, though? I think
lion the Beast, child, but they said the movie trash regardless. They said the Beast needs to be in the trash.
Oh, God. So, damn. All right.
Yeah, so. I'm sad.
I'm so, sad, too.
Adele suffers painful back injury after a prank by her son goes wrong. Now, listen.
Okay.
The reports announced that Adele's son did some stuff. She got a slip disc in her back. Now, her son was 8 at the time. He jumped out to startle her, meant to be a prank, but it left Adele with a slip disc, her L6 disc, located near her tailbone. Now, listen. The children be watching stuff on TV. She might never be able to whip him again. She probably could have got in 4 or 5 more whippings before he got 16. And now she can't swing her arm good. Whip the kids, because they out here pulling pranks on their parents, jumping out and pulling chairs out from behind them and stuff. Whip these children, because if you one day you get to slip your L6 disc, then you can't whip them. And it could be their fault. So whip them. So here Kanye. Kanye says, Tristan, Travis, Scott, he says, calling my fellow sperm donors, We in this together. Kanye posts a series of messages pertaining to his kids, Kris Jenner, Pete Davidson, Travis Scott, etc. So then he posts, become a sperm donor today for $1,500. I'm hurt. Anybody that says I'm spiraling when I express the undeniable truth is a sheep. STFU, y'all know what that means. And worry about your own kids. I obviously am dealing with wars at the highest levels of control and discrimination based on the level I'm operating at. A conductor got to turn they back to the audience to direct the orchestra. Oh, yay crazy is basic as F at this point. I'm simply right. I know girls who sell late bodies that don't agree with how my daughters are displayed. Because, first of all, and then he put, I'm the kid's father. But I don't know if y'all have seen it. Mm-hmm. But Kim Kardashian has been dressing North up like a Playboy model and bringing her all these places. She got chokers around the little girl's neck. She got body shaping dresses on, body con dresses on the kids. It is terrible.
What?
Okay, but listen, I'm sorry, guys. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. And I don't agree with what she's doing, but how are you talking right now? Like, that's not the woman you married and had children with, and that's how she's been, though. How are you talking about her now? Like, she hasn't been the same person that you went to go date and then marry and then procreate with from the beginning. Mm-hmm. That is your fault, sir. When you have children with someone, and that is whether you are the man or the woman, whoever you choose to have children with, don't be surprised for how they end up raising your child for the better or the worse, based on who you had children with. So yes, fight for your children, speak your mind, have your conversation, try to co-parent, but don't act like you're surprised at this happening, like you didn't go marry Kim Kardashian.
Damn, I get you. See, Eugenia, you are talking facts. You are, because he should have known better. I was a little bit shocked after Kanye got married to the girl that was in the video with Ray J. Like, I thought that was below him. I was like, Kanye.
Whoa, no, stop.
I'm sir. Sorry. I'm gonna. I can't talk my truth. That is my
no,
truth.
No, but like, who? That was her boyfriend. They were together. Come on.
Who cares if it was her boyfriend? The fact that everybody seen what's popping. I'm sorry, bro. I can't. Like, hey, if you're okay with this, but then to your point, Gina, if he was okay with marrying Kim Kardashian and not understanding that, yo, she did what she did to get a bag. Because that's really what she did. It wasn't that it was her boyfriend. It was a setup thing. Gina, come
so,
on.
But you didn't have any issue. You didn't have any issues with him dating Amber Rose?
No, I didn't.
I don't Why? See.
What do you mean? They're both sex workers.
I think that
at this point,
that Kim did what she did to get the fame and the money. That's not the problem. It's the way that they use that.
Yes.
Notoriety.
That I agree
that
with.
That is the problem. And
that I agree with. But those are two different things.
Looking at it. What I'm worried about and what Kanye is saying, he's like, yeah, I was down with the get down until kids became involved. And I see you got my child out here dressed like a little popstitute. So I just want to make sure that you wasn't like, if it was still open, you wasn't taking my kid to Epstein Island. Like, come, let's go see all the pretty things. I need to make sure that your mentality is not there, because there's a lot of women that said, hey, come kid, come and see what's going on over here. Come and get this money from Michael Jackson.
But he was in there. He was in the world. He was there. He saw how it was. He saw how they grew the fame. Again, like I said, I'm not saying that he can't speak about how he feels it's wrong today. But to speak at it, about it like you're surprised, like you didn't see it coming. Like, that's how they built their fame. They grew up in front of a TV for 10 to 20 years, and that's what got you crazy. And my thing is, I don't know those women like that, but anyone who gets into a relationship with them start going cuckoo, because they grew up in front of the camera. That's completely normal to them. When the outside coming in, they start losing their mind because they have no privacy, but they don't know that. They, like, the Kardashians don't know privacy, stuff like that. So you already knew what you were getting into, and you had multiple children with this person. So if you didn't want this to happen, you should have filed for custody.
He thought that all of those kids entailed his longevity with the family, I think. And he didn't understand that really she was looking to just get as many, because all of those kids are a dollar sign. They're all an amount. They're all a dollar sign. And right now, as long as she has the kids on her side, she doesn't care. So I talked about this a couple months ago about them at the beginning of summer, about them being at a soccer game. And when their father walked in, all the kids jumped up except for North. She crossed her legs and she made sure her gesture was, I ain't moving. I crossed my legs, and she held onto her chair and she looked over at her father like this and turned her head. And I said, you know what? This is the beginning of it right here. And the following, I think a month later, her mother had her in some provocative outfits, walking a runway with her, with her hair slicked back, like in the real like call girl bun, and the earrings, dangling earrings, and the choker around her neck with this bodycon dress on. I was like, and it was V in the back, plunging V in the back. I was like,
too much.
I'm disgusted.
What are we doing right now?
I feel bad for Kai, although he should have known better, and I shouldn't even feel bad, but it's just that, like, I feel like he's in a Get Out movie, you know? And he's like, yo, I can't, like, this is crazy. She has my children. I'm watching this thing. I know what Hollywood is like. I know what they do for children, and they're parading my children in front.
But you were hunching her. This the girl you was hunching. You ain't know that she would say to her child, come and put on this dress like mommy. Hey, father God.
Yeah.
Kanye should have stayed with the girlfriend he had when his mom was alive. Everything else after that, what can you expect?
Did you see her statements on Twitter?
Who's?
The girl.
His ex-woman?
The one that he was with before his mom passed away.
No.
She always writes him beautiful messages. She's like, I'm praying for him. I don't care. People could say what they want. I know who he was before the streets got to him, before the industry got to him. I love you. I just want you to know, Kanye, you're still the greatest thing that your mother ever seen, that I ever possessed. And I want you to know your greatness. Love you. Love you. And I'm just like, oh.
No, the industry will mess you up. That's for sure, too.
Facts.
But he took the fast track, and the fact that he went into the industry that was messed up, and then he went into a family that just
put the nail in the coffin, my friend.
Put the nail in the coffin, thank you.
Nail them to the cross.
Yeah, that too.
In real life, who's my segment right there, child? I'm ready to get into the jokes. I'm ready to get into the information. Hit us with it, Gigi.
Hey everybody, I'm Gina the Great, aka Miss Politically Correct, aka the Devil's Advocate, aka Big Liar in Energy, and this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes.
Good evening, good afternoon, good night, good morning. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. Do you know what time it is, Pharaoh?
Black facts.
Thank you, Kaya. I can count on Kaya.
I wasn't ready.
I can count on Kaya. You guys know Josephine Baker, right?
Absolutely.
Josephine Baker. She was a dancer, and I'll get into that. But did you know that she was a spy for the French during World War II? Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, well, Josephine Baker, one of showbiz's most iconic performers, left the United States due to the overt racism she encountered in 1937. After marrying a Frenchman, Jean Lyon, she moved to Paris and renounced her U.S. citizenship. In 1940, when the Nazis began their occupation of Paris, Baker showed just how deep her loyalty was to her adopted nation and became a spy for the Allies. During her travels across Europe to perform, Baker would conceal messages within her costumes and her music sheets for other ally spies. She also used her status as a desired society presence to eavesdrop at various embassy events and balls. Now, I just thought she was there singing and dancing. My girl was a revolutionary.
Yo, I love that. I love that.
Minister Farrakhan, we have taken over the presidency. She is I love her. She was the spook who sat before, basically, is what you're telling me.
Yep, she sure
is. I believe in that. I don't believe we're supposed to have no jobs and no places that are not for us, that we're not trying to infiltrate. I just believe in that. Sorry. Go ahead.
So that was Josephine, and that was our Black Facts for the day. The quote of the week this week is, you don't have to know everything, but you need to know enough to be dangerous. Mm. Have you guys ever heard that?
No.
So there's that saying, master of none, was a jack of all trades, but master of none.
Mm-hmm.
And the full saying, oh shoot, I should have Googled it and had it all together, but they usually cut it off there. But the continuing of it is that, but a master of one is like,
is better than enough. Having nothing. Yeah. It's the jack of all trades, master of none, but there's a value in at least knowing, knowing these other things.
Yes.
Like,
so I had to Google real quick because I can't believe I started out without actually having it on hand. But yeah, so the jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than the master of one.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And that's to say that anything that you do in life, whatever ventures that you get into, yes, you want to hire the experts around you who will be experts in that field, but just know a little bit of everything just to make sure that they're not pulling wool over your eyes. And so you just got to know enough to be dangerous and know enough to be able to have to question what you're being told at all times.
Mm.
So that was my quote of the week.
Nice.
Oh, before I get into that, so I was gonna get into social media gone wild, but first, I don't have dad jokes for you this week, guys, but I do have some high thoughts. I do have some high thoughts. I know Farrah prefers these, but don't worry, I'll be back.
Okay.
So a couple of thoughts for you if you know you're partaking into the other world. Why is there a D when you write fridge, but there isn't one when you write refrigerator? Guys, where did D come from? Fridge is supposed to be the shorthand of refrigerator.
Damn.
Who added the D?
Yeah.
Why
do we do that? Who added the D? Where did the D come from?
It came from somebody very proper, because I said fridge.
You say fridge, no D?
Fridge.
But when you write it, you have to write it with a D.
That's some bull. How you write it is something different. How you say it is what me. It's a fridge, like a sandwich. I say sandwich.
You say a sandwich?
Sandwich.
Okay, yeah, there's a D in there, though.
It's sandwich. Don't got sandwich. No D.
Sandwich has a D.
S-A-N-W-I-C-H. Sandwich.
No, sandwich.
Sandwich.
You know what? We sounding like we saying the same thing.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Girl. Let me get into this next high thought.
I was going to say, because I can't spell either or, I'm just quiet over here. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's with a D. S-A-N-D-W-I-C-H is sandwich. If life is unfair to everyone, does that mean it's actually fair?
Life is unfair.
If life is unfair for everyone, doesn't that actually mean it's fair?
Because it's unfair for everybody, so then it would be balanced for everybody?
It's equal. Everybody has the unfairness, so that's just equal. Okay. It's fair for everyone.
Because
you know what they say? They say life is unfair. Well, then we're all living life, so it's all fair.
I thought
that's not. Those aren't your thoughts.
No, it's not high enough. I'm not high enough for that. But I'm kept getting there, and I'm play.
I'm on my way. Is it time for internet gone wild? Because social media gone wild? Because
I was literally just about to say that, sir. Get out of my segment. You are just popping on everyone's segment today. Welcome to the Farrah Show.
Thank you.
Because you did that, Kaya, anything gone wild for you in social media?
No, I gotta talk about mine. It's hot off the press. Hurry up.
I seen a woman getting married, and her brother walked her down the aisle, and her brother had a dance prepared. So as she get halfway down the aisle, he act a fool in the aisle and do it there. And then he tells his sister, come on, in all her bridal outfit, and they jumping and doing all this dancing. I said, look at me. Their parents ain't whipped them enough, obviously. So that was one of the things for me.
You're whipping children. I don't know what's happening with my co-host today.
Acted a $20,000 outfit on for her wedding, and she just acted a fool.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Farrah, what did you see in social media gone wild?
Stacey Dash?
Oh, oh yeah.
What? What in Jesus?
What going on in that video?
Yo, first of all,
explain the video, please, Farrah. So for those
who
are living under a rock,
she is looking like she is melanin deficient to the maximum.
I felt like she looked like a little bleached skin, but it might have been like you haven't seen the sun in a long time, but it was because I remember you from Clueless. And you're looking like you're bleach.
It might be deeper than bleach. I think they might be injecting the non-melanin. It look like she's being injected like a white chick.
But her mom is white though, eh? Her mom is full white.
I get it. She's never been that pale.
That's the thing.
Something else to herself.
That's it. So that was.
In the winter, I get scary to me personally. I can't wait for the summer. But yeah, that was different. To me too, I don't know.
You do get scared. You know what?
How are you virtually?
Supposed to be snowfall. She was cocaine white. Let's just tell the truth. She says she's been sober for 6 years, but she looked like she was like, and it was.
Wow. No, because she was crying.
She was bathing in cocaine crying. That day. Stop lying.
I didn't know that DMX was dead. She's like, I stopped getting high 6 years ago, so I haven't seen him in a long time.
Hold on though. What she fully said though, she's like, she had no idea that he died from an overdose of cocaine. Because of her naivete or just a whole lot of the nonsense that she's been doing in the last few years and how she's been trying to distance herself from the Black community and then they got rejected by the white community. So now she's trying to come back into it. Cause I had to go back in the history of it, but like Stacey Dash, all of her 3 to 4 husbands were white men. BT dubs. Not for nothing, but I'm just gonna leave that right here. But but she did say that, so I'm sure she chose her words. She chose her words specifically so that if this happened, because this to me it's a viral moment. For me, it's her doing a viral moment and trying to become relevant again. Because then she can come back and say, like, oh, no, I didn't. I knew he was dead. I just found out how he died now.
He didn't die of a cocaine overdose. There was no drugs in his system when he died.
I was just waiting. I'm like, but what? Why are we talking about the fact that she said he died of an overdose?
I hear you on that.
He said was like, oh, I didn't know he died of a drug overdose. I've been sober 6 years. So it's like I haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah. But where are you? What planet are you on? Like, everybody knows DMX dead. Even, like, what do you, like, come on, man. That was a big deal. And you said, come on, man. Your brother's Dame Dash. Stop it. You're embarrassing everybody.
Sorry, guys. Just to clarify, they did officially say his cause of death was cocaine-induced heart attack, though.
Really? Oh, yeah. Thanks for the fact check. Appreciate that. Okay, yeah, because I didn't know about the drug part. I do know it was a heart attack, but I didn't know it was drug. Okay, I'm with Kai on that. But look, I just found that that was the internet gone wild, if you ask me. That was social media gone wild. Like, shit. Like, that, I didn't even know how to take that. I watched it first. I thought it was a joke. And I was like, no, she's serious. Like, she's really, like, because it's not even a joking matter. Like, yo, how are you on here crying about you didn't know DMX died? Like, you know how ridiculous that makes you look? Why would you? It's like one of those things I would give my children licks for. Shout out to Kaya and the recommendation to give everybody licks. But it's like, so my child decided to take her phone and film herself talking stupidity. You picked up the phone to record to say that you did not know DMX died a year ago? Call your friend about that.
You know Stacey Sash did not grow up getting licks. I'm just
saying. Yo, clearly, call your friend. Call one person. Call your brother. Why didn't you call Dan and be like, Dame?
That's her cousin.
Just so he can shit on her and be like, yo, Stacey, don't call me your nonsense. Clicks. Don't let the world do it to you, girl. Don't let the world do it to you. I have no sympathy for you being dragged all over the internet. Sorry, that was my own. That was my thing right there.
Oh, that was heavy. All right. Well, what I found on social media, did you guys hear about the new technology that's being tested in the Detroit airport?
It's probably going to be messed up. Go ahead.
So it's a face recognition technology that they put on. And so basically you scan your boarding pass or you scan your tracking number or what have you. And as you're standing in a designated square area. There's a board up, and based on how you're looking at the board, you will see your personalized travel information from A to Z. Like the gate, the time you're supposed to leave, depart, where you're arriving, everything. And it basically, everyone sees something different based on their facial recognition.
I don't understand. Can you explain again? Like, are you, so I look at this thing and it's telling me where I'm going?
It's telling you everything that you need to know about your itinerary.
Except, but if I look to the left, it's going to send me somewhere else? That's what I don't understand.
No, no, no. So whatever you see, the system is looking at your face and looking at where you're looking at on that screen so that you specifically see information that is true to you. Any other passenger on there is going to, it won't be able to see that information. They'll see the information that is true to them. If they don't scan anything, they won't see anything on the screen.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I don't know if you guys know that, but know this, but Vegas has some of the, this is like on a tangent, but Vegas has some of the most high tech on face recognition that if you get banned from any club, casino, hotel, whatever it is, you can barely get five steps into the place before you get kicked out. Like, yeah. That's how like on point it is. So facial recognition is something interesting. Well, I mean, we do it for our phones too. Maybe not Pharaoh, because you have an ancient phone, but
thank you.
Yeah, our phones are doing it, so we're moving in technology there. So I came across that on social media. Another thing I came across was Nigeria becomes the first country to ban white and British models in advertising. They said that we have 200 million beautiful people here, we will use our own.
Who's them?
Nigerians.
Straight.
So they're saying we're gonna use our local women in our advertisements, and we're not going to use European and non-Nigerian women in our advertisement.
Right. Just popping that up. I clocked that up over here.
Yeah. Representation matters. It's very important what our little girls see and the standards of beauty. So I really definitely, hats off to them on that.
I love that.
Yeah. And the last little tidbit that I wanted to share, because I loved watching it, because it's such a testament to how ridiculous we are as a people. So Payless, they created a fake luxury brand called Palassi. Palassi. Yeah, and they did it as a prank, and they were able to sell $35 shoes for $645. They basically invited influencers, high-end shoppers, fashionistas, who are just like, this is amazing, this is comfortable, this is beautiful. I would easily pay $750 for this. I would easily pay $300 and something for this. And it was just that little Payless shoe store that you never go into. In their Payless shoe boxes. So go to show, even those that when you see all y'all following fashion, they don't know what they're following themselves. Mm. Don't be mad at your Payless shoes. If they're comfortable and they look good, buy it. Don't worry about what nobody's saying.
Talk about it. That's what I tell my children. I'm just kidding.
Thing about these, you know, Payless shoes really, I'm not trying to talk bad about them. Never mind.
Yeah, no, we love Payless. What happened? We ain't mad at them.
They do feel like recycled car parts.
Sometimes.
To me, that's yellow. Yellow used to be that. Or you know what was the other one? What was the other one there? Pit, thank you, because you knew you were in my brain.
Bro, St. Dominic, talking St. Dominic Mount Royal, son.
Yes, it was Pit, and you walked in there, and I was just like, it smells of plastic. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You get your $2 shoe, and you keep it pushing. You got to go back there, like, every 3 months, 3 to 6 months, yep. But, you know, it's what you could afford at the time.
Talk about it.
All right.
On that note, this is completely random though. Before you wrap up, Gina,
wrapping up. We have what's the tea mail, but okay.
Oh, sure. We got what the tea. No, but on that topic, because I have a couple of members who every time they have to give stuff to the Salvation Army, they're vexed because they have like all kind of nice stuff. And they want to keep it within the community. And I think it wouldn't be a bad idea if we had a melanated owned thrift shop where we could actually have our quality products recycling within the community. I'm just going to throw that out there because it's something that the OSU would love to create, but we got too much things going on. So I'm going to toss it out. If somebody wants to do it, I will help you.
Yeah, that's great. That would be awesome. Because fashion is actually one of the leading causes of pollution. So it's better to upcycle
Talk about it.
Than to throw away.
Cool.
Amen. Good.
So what's the T-mail? Titled, Has It Ran Its Course?
Mm-hmm.
So it's it starts off like this. You know how they say, it's not you, it's me? I'm beginning to kind of believe that. So this is about a long-standing relationship, and I feel like nothing has changed between us. But I am looking to grow and evolve, and I feel that they want more of the same, and I'm not okay with the status quo. Here's the thing. They are a childhood friend. We've been friends because we've been friends for so long. But, I think there's some typos here. For so long. But I'm no longer relating to who they are or who we used to be. So how do you break up with a friend? Or is it okay for me to break up with a friend? The question that they are putting out there. What are your thoughts?
Ooh. So the partner is not evolving. One is evolving, the other one isn't. But they've been longtime friends.
And we're saying partner, it's so I guess the way they wrote it, it would make you seem that they're a couple. They're not. So because you know, relationships are not just who you're intimate with, but this is a friendship. So basically their long-standing relationship is a friendship that they've had since childhood. But that the writer is growing apart from that friend, but they've just been friends because they've been friends for so long. So like, do you have to break up with your friends sometimes? Do you break up with your friends sometimes? Like, how do you go about it? What is the advice that you guys have for our writer?
Okay, my advice is harsh and very insensitive, but what is the definition of friends? Don't you have stuff in common? Isn't that why you guys are friends? So like you guys aren't really friends. Like if you guys no longer have stuff in common, like I guess I'm just like, yo, get over it. Like, all right, you're over. Like you guys have grown apart. Like, I'm sorry. I understand you guys have been cool for a long time, but yo, you guys have grown apart. Like, I don't see what to do.
But are you telling that person that? Are you having that conversation, or you just kind of stop calling or texting as much?
I'm having the one conversation to say, look, like I feel we should level up. First of all, I find it weird. Like I'm not sure like why I'm giving my friend so much time, but I guess because I care so much about this relationship. So, all right. So, I'm leveling up. I see you're not leveling up. I feel it'd be a value for you to level up, but yo, I'm not here to dictate how you live your life. I'm gonna continue to do me. When you want to level up, yo, it's all love. I'm here, okay. But till then, kick rocks. That's me.
Kaya, what's your thoughts and advice?
Okay, so two things. One, when you read it, I'm like, yeah, somebody's lying. In real life, somebody's lying. Two. Just to add on to what P is saying, I understand exactly what he's saying, how he means it, but I want to put in the other part of it. As your friend, if this is your friend and you feel like they're not leveling up, my question is, have you attempted to help your friend level up? Or are you one of those people who leveled up on your own and now you're looking down at them like, oh, well, you're just not, you know, turning into that person. So I'm just going to have to step away from you. Because I actually had a friend do that to me, actually. Like, well, you look like you're still doing the same kind of things as you used to, but doesn't mean that I'm always going to be the same. So when I level up again and you start messaging me like, hey, so I see that you're doing such and such, and I tell you, kick rocks back.
Right.
Then what? And so I feel like if this person is really a friend, they would never be talking about breaking up with a friend, because the reason why we've gotten this far is because there's something that kept us here. So now there's something in your mix that you feel like, oh, this person is not as good as me. They're not doing as well as me. They're not changing as quickly as I am. And so I'm done with that. But the truth is that that person is going to go out there, make new friends that disappoint them in different ways. They may have as much money as you and be doing as well as you, but they're not going to be great friends. They don't have time. They don't have the capacity to deal with when you're going through tough things. They don't know what to say to you. They don't have the right conversation. They don't want to hang out with you the way that you like to hang out. But we forget when we get clouded by ego, what our friends were really good for. And when you get alone and you sitting over there with those people, then you start to say, damn, I wish I had my friend in this instance right now. And that is something that happens a lot with people, and I see it. They be taking their ego and allowing their ego to feel, oh, well, they're not as, because they're not progressing as fast as I think that they should. So, you know what? I think that they're not serious. So I'm just going to leave. Well, you can go out there and eat somebody else's shit then. You can eat mine who that you're familiar with, or you can go and make some new friends and eat their new shit. It's up to you.
I like that kind. And I like the angle of ensuring that that your friend is technically if you are friends, you should be saying, well, look, I'm level up with me, and this is what I'm doing. But if you're not doing that, or if the friend's fighting that, well, then that's a different story.
Prior to prison, when I was going through, me and my friend was going, my friend ended up stepping to me like, listen, look where I'm living. Look how my stuff look. This, and this. She came to my house. She was like, well, what you doing? I'm like, listen, friend, this is what I do. I'm not telling you you should do this, but this is what I have available right now. And if I find something else different, then I'm going to show you that too. But right now, this is what it is. And when she ended up taking that step with me, she had to look at me later like, oh my God, I understand some different things about life right now, Kaya, because I have walked away from some people like, oh, and now I'm going through a hard time, because she was a person that was up here. And something happened and she ended up having to take a step down and reevaluate everything. She was like, the fact that you even brought me like, here, come. I wasn't shady. I wasn't shoddy. I'm like, here, the business. Look, this is what it is. It's scary. It looks scary. But let me show you something. Come on. Come go with me. And take this money and move and put your daughter through school and buy yourself furniture and get yourself a house, home girl. And when she looked around, it was like, good looking.
Mm. Yeah, I good think look. For me, I kept going back and forth when I initially read it, because there's the idea of like, if something isn't contributing to your happiness in your space, that you do need to distance yourself away from it. But I also believe that the universe also goes based on your energy. So if you guys are no longer conducive to each other's friendship, happiness, and whatnot, whatever the context of the story is, because we are missing that context, I do think you will naturally part ways. The calls will lessen, the texts will lessen, and I feel like that will dissipate. But then I also think like about the culture that we have, and where, you know, they say you should never be the smartest person in the room. Or, you know, you should never be the most powerful person in the room. And you're always like, to get to where you want to be, you have to be in the spaces of the people that you want to be with. So we like, I feel like that's also a culture that's embedded in you, stating that propagates that, like, well, if I'm trying to get better, I can't have the people who aren't trying to get better too. But everyone has their journey. And so, like you said, it's about, I think Vero, you said that, like, why are we friends in the first place? And it's not, I have to say that you need to have commonalities to have friendships, because opposites do attract, and it's all about balance. And sometimes it's okay for that person to not want the same things that you want, and that you you treat that friendship for what it is. And because at some point in time, you may need that friendship. You may be, like you said, get tired of being rubbing the elbows with everybody who thinks they're the smartest person all the time, and you're always in debates and all these different things. And sometimes you just want to chill and do video games. You know what I mean? So as long as you're not putting someone down to lift yourself up, that's where it'd be wrong. But if you guys are really like, if it's a matter of you're saying like, okay, well, that person's destructive and it's creating destruction in my life, in my world, that's when you have to reevaluate that relationship as a whole. Because toxic relationships are not just who your partner is. You have toxic relationships with your family, with your friends, with your lovers. So if it's toxic, you have to break up, regardless of who it is.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, my grandmother used to say this to me all the time. All that glitters is not gold. Make new friends, but keep the old. And that was always something I always stuck by. And yes, you can seek to be better and change your life and all of that, but don't forget the camaraderie that made you feel like you needed to upgrade, that made you feel like you wanted to be better. Because it's those friends that you talking about ain't no good for you now, that you were sitting with the whole time, that made you feel like it's time for me to level up. So you got to respect them and give them love and respect in the same way also. And it don't mean you got to be their bosom buddy, but you got to be, You got to be present too. Who helps them? Because this is what happens with people. Your friends are there. You're like, I don't want to be like this. Your friends are like, okay, let's do this. Let's do that. They lift you up. They tell you good things. And then when you get there, you're like, oh, well, you know, it just doesn't seem like, you know, you're progressing the way that you should. I'm going to go and do my own thing. And maybe you should go and find some new friends. No, help me step up like I helped you step up. Come and nurture me. Rub my back like I was rubbing your back, sis. You don't remember when you needed help and I was there for you and none of your other friends showed up? You don't remember that? Mm. You don't remember when I was digging in the crates with you? You don't remember when we was doing that? No, you done leveled up. You looking at me like, oh, well, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, word? It's okay. Today for me, tomorrow for you. No problem, sis.
Well, on that, listener, oh, we might need a little more context, or hopefully you got... Excuse me. Now, hopefully you got the advice that you wrote for, but that was our team mail for today. So we would like to thank our special guests, Kemba and Andrea.
Sorry, so it sounds like you're winding down. Are you winding down the show?
Yes, I'm.
Can I take just a quick moment? As you guys know,
are you doing a shout out? Because I will give you a moment for that.
It's not necessarily a shout out. This is before we do shout outs. This is a special mention because we have a member. I'm not going to go into all the details, but we have a member who lost her daughter, passed away this past week. So I wanted, before we give shout outs, not really a shout out kind of thing, but I did want to just, if we could take just a quick moment of silence for the OFC member who's going through it, and to just send love and light to the family and to strength, because obviously it's never easy to lose a loved one, but especially when it's a daughter, unexpectedly. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you to our special guests, Kemba and Andrea Williams from the Keene Real Estate Group. Be sure to visit them on www.keengroup.ca. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House, as well as our amazing teams, and shout outs to Shiata, Andrew, and Teresa. Pharaoh, Kaya, any shout outs, birthdays, anything you want to mention before we end the show?
Well, I gotta give a shout out to Auntie P. Her birthday. She's an OFC member, and she's also Auntie P. Everybody loves and knows Auntie P. Her birthday was August 30th, so I want to send her mad love and a shout out. Any other cool things happening? Nothing. That's it for me on my end.
Kaya,
I'm gonna send a birthday shout out to FO, my brother Khalif, and my sister Carly Rock, who all just celebrate birthdays very, very close together. These are my Virgo assassins, so I just want to tell y'all I love y'all. Bang bang.
And I guess I'll end it on that Virgo tip too. Happy birthday to my dad. It was his birthday on the 29th, and happy birthday to my brother-in-law, whose birthday on September 1st. All these Virgos, Lord God.
My sister is September 1st. Carly Rock is September 1st.
Oh, yes? Well, we surrounded by Virgos. I'm going to have to go figure out what that is. I'm about to go type that out.
Kings and Queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharaoh Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Subscribe and watch us on empowermtl.com and email us at empowermtl@gmail.com to anonymously be featured on our What's the Tea Mail segment. Stay blessed, Black, and highly favored.
Hey, all you hip-hop heads. NDG's favorite urban music festival is back. Prévention Côte des Neiges NDG and Elementality are proud to present the 18th edition of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, ending the summer on a high note with a weekend full of performances, art showcases, dance battles, and community gathering. Featured artists include Mackie Lavender, Miriam Sassy, Remy Picasso, Shades Lawrence, DJ Pro-V, and more. It's all going down Friday, September 16th, to Sunday, September 18th, and it's all free. Visit linktree.com/HHYDS Montreal for more information and stay connected, because hip-hop doesn't stop here. Hip-Hop You Don't Stop is brought to you with the support of Canadian Heritage and La Ville de Montréal, a CKUT co-presentation.
All right. Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
The Prison Radio Show is a twice monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.